Bishop Fenwick girls basketball coach Adam DeBagis is with us here. A win Wednesday night against Norwell in the state semifinals onto the state championship game, but it's just a two-point win, so it was a thrilling game. So tell us about that game before we move on to the state championship game on Saturday. The Norwell game on Wednesday.
Gotcha. It was a great game, but sloppy. Part of the reason it was such a low-scoring game is a lot of missed layups and a lot of missed shots from both teams, but part of the reason it was sloppy is because there was really, really good defense. I said it a few times to reporters last night. It was pretty much exactly who I thought it was going to be because I felt like we're very evenly matched teams. And it went the way I thought.
All right. So you're on now to the state championship game, and it's St. Mary's, a league opponent where you played them twice, lost twice. Had a closer game here at Fenwick when you played them, opposed to the game in Lynn. But there's an old saying, and you play this team, your rival, twice during the regular season. You lose twice, but the third time, that's the charm. That's what they say, Coach DeBagis.
Oh, we'll see. I kind of just subscribe more to the theory that every game, one game at a time. But
which is the way it is, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, we're not really taking much out of that besides trying to learn from individual, like, plays and things that happened. We were just watching film and just thinking about things we can do better because that's really all we can do. Look, they're a great team. They have multitude of scholarship athletes, and everybody knows that. They have 3,000-point scorers, and the other girl in their starting five will be one. Yeah, they're the real deal, but certainly crazier things have happened in sports.
So tell me about your team in the sense that tell me the most improved player or players on your team this year and maybe a most improved area of the game since the start of the season, and again, because you are such a young team.
Yeah, my immediate thoughts go to Tess Keenan and Kate McVail, most improved players. They sort of really made a jump the last month or so. A very noticeable jump in play. And that includes kind of with the whole team. We're just running plays more effectively, passing better. I think passing and assists have gone up, those numbers. Even Celia Nielsen, I would have to include there, went from 2 assists per night if you counted her first 20 games and her last 6 games. It's been up to like 8. So definitely moving the ball better as a team. But, yeah, my immediate thoughts for most improved players go to Kate McVail and Tess Keenan, and they've just been great lately.
And as far as an area in the game, maybe team defense, passing, scoring, whatever?
Yeah, team defense has been great all year. Passing as a team, again, has probably been the largest improvement factor, and I think it's most important Saturday. Is going to be the passing game, which is, it's crazy. You think a lot about defenses try to stop this team, and it comes down to passing and catching and completing passes against good teams, limiting turnovers. But that has been an area of improvement for our team.
So tell me, if you were to give the elevator pitch on Bishop Fenwick basketball, the team that'll take the court against St. Mary's in the state championship game, what do you tell us? What do you tell us about your team?
We're going to give 100%. I can tell you that. That's what we do. That's what the girls do. They're going to play determined defense, going to play together as a team. I think we do that more than the other teams. Those things for sure. And obviously there's, Cecilia Kay as well.
Yeah. So here's my last question. So, you obviously track statistics, points, assists, rebounds, and so on. And, of course, you're a judge of intensity out on the court. But when you play a great team like this in St. Mary's, your opponent, that alters statistics, right, in your thinking and what the team can do. And it makes you alter what you have to do, doesn't it, in some ways?
Yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah.
It was just things you focus on that you have to do more soundly or focus on a little bit better. And it's definitely ball control. We've talked about limiting turnovers. I don't think we'll do anything crazy different, but you have to focus hard on certain things. If we play you know, Cardinal Spellman's in our league. They're a little bit down this year. Play against them. We're not too worried about turnovers and them playing this crazy man-to-man defense. We don't have to focus on that. But St. Mary's plays really tough man-to-man defense, so we really have to focus on completing our passes.
Coach, anything else to share with us about Fenwick basketball?
No. I'm just I think it's amazing that this team did this year.
Yeah.
Certainly not ready to finish the year by any means, but no matter what happens Saturday, this team has already proven a lot for a young team that lost what we lost. So it's a tribute to the girls and how hard they've worked. And I'm not an easy coach to play for, so they've dealt with me all year and worked really hard, and they deserved it. They earned it.
Well, you know, I ask these questions like most improved player, but when you players or areas of the game, but when you think about it, this is kind of an unexpected thing, isn't it, reaching this game? I mean, this is completely unexpected.
I definitely knew we could be good, but I had my realistic thoughts as well. If we can do this, make the tournament, win a few games, that'll be good for us. So for sure, happy with it. I don't want to say that, you know, like, we're just happy to be here. That's not how we feel. But we are certainly, as a coaching staff, very proud of our girls for what they accomplished.
Adam, thanks for your time. Good luck on Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Adam DeBadges, girls basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick High School, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.